Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 14th of May, and as ever, three ideas to help improve your business in around 3 minutes. And before we talk about that, just thought to make sure you get something in your diary. It's 1 month today, the World Cup starts. Well, that's not for everybody, but for some of us, it's quite important, so get it in your diary. And let's get cracking with this week's ideas. I don't know if you know, but this week is Learning at Work Week. It's a week organised by the Campaign for Learning since 1999, and its aim is to put the spotlight on the benefits of learning and development. And the theme this year is Networked for Learning. And I thought I'd give you three ideas to think about. Idea one is to do something about this. According to a report by Avado, 63% of workers claim they would switch employees to secure more regular training opportunities. This is particularly high with employees under 30. 74% feel that they are not reaching their potential and wish they had more training. And I think it's worth pointing out, maybe I shouldn't say this as a trainer, but it doesn't have to be classroom training. When we talk about training development, it could be about reading, listening to things like this. And actually, job swapping and online training is quite scary stuff, but YouTube can be educational. So one of the things you want to think a bit about is, are you actually maximising the potential of your people? And a couple of little ideas to just sort of see how this can work. Idea two is to, well, maybe take up this challenge. Chloe Watmore is the MD of a award-winning business in Sheffield called Thermotex. And one of the things that she actually did, she's only 25, she actually challenged her employees to listen to 12 audiobooks in 12 weeks, hoping they would learn one valuable lesson from each. Five of her workers took up this 12x12 gauntlet, and she actually got them to sort of review and learn from each other. And one of the things you might want to think a bit about is, what could you do to encourage people to listen to audiobooks or read books? And it doesn't have to be 12, but what I'm encouraging you to do is give people the time, resource to do it. Idea three is to do something even more simple than that. I was working with an MD recently. One of the things that she says that she does is that, well, every day she has a cup of tea or coffee or whatever and has 20 minutes a day learning. That could be about going on websites, reading articles, listening to podcasts. What could you do to create 20 minutes a day just to do some learning? Obviously, by listening to this, you're spending 3 minutes a day or 3 minutes a week doing it, but maybe build on that. A couple of things to consider. TED Talks. If you've never been on TED Talks, I'll do a link to the website. Have a look at how TED Talks, there's some amazing insights there into how people do different things in business and in life. Another one that I like is called Danny in the Valley. And this is Danny, who writes for the Sunday Times. This gives you an insight on what's happening in Silicon Valley and maybe gets you start helping to think a bit about forward thinking about what's happening in business. And another one, do an extra one that maybe doesn't always fit necessarily directly with business, but Desert Island Discs. If you actually go on the iTunes, listen to the 2,000 plus different Desert Island Discs interviews, get real insights into different people, just gets you thinking in a slightly different way. And that's, of course, after you've listened to 3D Thoughts. And just to make sure you don't miss out on future, and keep your eye out for our GDPR email that's coming later this week, just sign in to help you keep 3D thinking. Have a great week now. Bye.